Welcome to the Safety Meeting Sports. it's me, Johnny, and Josh. And,
hello.
It's good to have everybody back. It's been 2 weeks since our last one, so...
long break.
Slacking.
Today we're going to cover a little basketball, football, baseball. Baseball. A little bit of MMA, maybe. So, thanks for coming. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Safety Sports, and then you can email us with any suggestions, comments,
Yous.
Yeah, anything you want. And that's our Gmail account, and that's safetymeetingsports@gmail. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, JoshKite1988, and Johnny just got a Twitter today, so follow him at McClutchin. And then you can follow me on Twitter, EastCoastJoe23. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the Deutsche Bank Championship golf. And starting today, Billy Herschel and Russell Hensley. Is it what is it?
It's Labor Day, Henley. By the way. It's Labor Day, September
Labor
the 1st.
Day, September the 1st. So, yeah, if you can, check this out. He's at 12 under starting the day, and so is Billy Horschel. And then Rory, notables, Rory's at 10 under, two back. Jason Day is at 11 under. And I like Ben Crane at 9 under. Hopefully he can make a push.
Always been the Ben Crane supporter.
I like him, man. He's a good
putter. Didn't he win a, doesn't he have some sort of big win under his belt?
I'm sure he has a major.
Check that out real quick.
But
probably the U.S. Open.
Yeah, hopefully. I like Jason Day too. He's been playing good, like you said earlier.
Yes. John. Repeated tournaments, top 10.
Yeah, it's nice.
Is this part of the playoff? Like, how many golfers are left? Top 75 make this.
You talking about the FedEx Cup?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think this tournament's like top 75, so top 50.
Good golfing today.
Yeah. A lot of good talent. Bill Halls.
Bill Halls.
Jeff Ogilvy.
Yeah, he's at 10 under with Rory. And so is Ogilvy. So, yeah. This should be an interesting Monday.
No big wins for Ben Crane.
No big wins for Ben Crane.
Nope. I was hallucinating.
He's come close a few times.
Yeah, he's always been solid, though.
I just saw the wins on Wikipedia. That was it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've heard his name before, so I'll go ahead and root for him too then.
Yeah, he needs a win, obviously. He's getting up there in age, I feel like, too. Anyway, we can go ahead and go into some USA basketball.
Basketball. USA is dominant.
They are. They won by about 50 or 60 the first game, and then... last night, I believe, they won by 30.
Yep.
It was close for the first three quarters, and then they just kind of broke it open whenever they got angry. So
their bigs came alive in the second half.
Davis
and Kenneth Faried. Faried had 22.
Nice.
9 boards.
Sucks to say this, but we were talking about it the other day, Johnny, that Anthony Davis is probably going to be the best big come this season in the NBA, just out of nowhere.
Top 5.
I don't think so, man. I think he jumps to. I think he jumps straight to the top. Yeah, he's not a center.
I mean, Tim Duncan's still playing, so his name holds some weight, but
he's younger and bigger and more athletic. So.
Yes,
he's a freak.
All around talented.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Which I hate because he's from Kentucky.
I know, that's why it's tough to say.
Hey, he had to pick 1 year to go to college. Might as well try to win a title in 1 year. He did.
Yep. True.
And success.
I go to game 2 scores. Oh, there we go.
He's so fucking ugly, though. I wish he would just shave his fucking eyebrows. Trim them. And shave that unibrow.
It's part of his look.
It's so disgusting, though.
So,
there ain't much outside of
the
USA.
I was going to say, outside of America, what do you guys think, though?
Spain and Brazil.
Yep, just like we said earlier, Spain especially has a decent team, and they won by 40.
France could have a good team if Tony Parker was playing, but I watched France yesterday and no Tony Parker.
Oh, that hurts.
Because they have Nicolas Batum, Mikel Petrus still plays there. Nice. So, I mean, they have some NBA talent there. It's just I didn't see Tony Parker. And I imagine his age, man. He's just wanting to just play in the NBA now.
He's just tired. He's won a championship.
Ooh, Brazil plays Spain tonight at 7, so if you're not doing anything, get to your TV and turn it on NBA TV tonight at 7 o'clock.
That is a good one.
That is going to be a good one. They have some bigs playing in that game. A lot of NBA guys.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have, what, both Gasols, Serge Ibaka, and then you'll have Nene, Thiago Splitter, and Anderson Varejao.
Damn,
that's Rubio a lot of plays bigs. For Spain, too.
Yeah.
And Rubio, yeah. So that's a lot of
Rubio,
bigs.
Rubio, Barbosa. Tonight could be a good talent. Yeah, tonight could be a good night watching that.
I wonder if Barbosa still has his three ball.
He turns the ball over too much, trying to be kind of flashy, I noticed, which is... But he can still score, so... I guess you gotta... I mean, what else they got, you know?
Yeah. Argentina sure has fell off. They had Scola score 30 last night, and they lost.
Is Ginobili not playing, though?
I would imagine not.
Yeah, see, that's what
Spurs
sucks.
Players are taking a break.
Yeah, they just won the championship and had to play a lot of extra games. So.
Yeah, that's probably why they're not playing, to be honest.
Yeah.
But for them to lose to Ukraine with Scola scoring 30?
I know, that's rough. Scola just hitting jumpers.
Croatia, I think, or Ukraine, one of
jumpers
them.
Jumpers and layups.
That really matters.
I don't think it does either.
Talk about fundamentals. He has fundamentals. Scola. I love him coming off the bench, man, for the Pacers.
I'd say 26 of the 30 were right at the rim.
Well, I don't know, man. A lot of jumpers, too. Around the elbow. Boom. Boom. Just hits those little jumpers. Pick and pops.
So next up for the USA, Tuesday morning, 11:30 a.m. against New Zealand. Wednesday, 3:30 against the Dominican Republic, and Thursday, 11:30 a.m. against the Ukraine.
So they would be playing Scola and them if they would have beat them all.
Well, paved the road that much quicker. We'll only see Spain once in the championship.
Right.
Which would be nice. Hopefully keep all the you big name players healthy.
Yeah, let's talk about Derrick Rose like we were earlier.
I don't think he should be playing. I think he should be taking time off.
Me neither.
I think he should be gearing up for the season.
Shouldn't be playing.
And if I'm the Chicago Bulls and Tim or whatever Thibodeau,
He's coaching.
I know. I would not be. I would be looking to get Derrick Rose out of the game.
I bet Rose
or not play him at all.
You know he wants to play, though.
I know, but he doesn't need to. That's what I'm saying.
My only argument, like I said earlier, is that he needs to get in game shape and be able to play at that speed, you know? So, I feel like it's okay because, I mean, he's staying healthy right now, so that's good.
That is a good argument.
I know, and you can't just dwell on injury like that.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
Might as well get him, like, midway ready, because, I mean, they don't play as fast as the NBA.
Yeah, he played 20 games last year at the beginning of the season.
Hypothetically, though, let's just say, though.
Hypothetically,
let's just say he does get hurt. Then what's your thought process, though?
Well...
As the Bulls organization, like, you're fucked, and you're
knees,
fucked for no reason.
And
well,
fucking up his knees.
Then everyone will be saying he shouldn't have been out there.
I know, but I just don't think he should have been from the get. But, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
And that's what Tom Thibodeau probably thinks he needs, too. I mean,
yeah. If they want
the only
play,
way he's going to get stronger is playing, you know?
Yeah, I agree. He doesn't need game time and... flow, momentum, and all that shit.
Exactly.
So, it probably is good, but let's just keep our fingers
crossed. I bet
his
IQ went up, too, because I bet he just did nothing but watch it
We saw him cooking food yesterday in the kitchen for his buddies.
Yep. Well,
that's good.
Evidently, he likes to cook.
It didn't look bad. It looked like he had some, like... We found out also a random fact about Derrick Rose. Doesn't eat beef.
Nope.
Don't know why, but does not eat beef.
He was not even happy about this big fat steak.
Yeah,
like, I don't want none of that.
I think it was a pork chop, though, man. I don't think... Or chicken. He said it was chicken, but it was on the bone chicken or something. It was weird, man.
So he ate it then.
Yeah, him and his buddies chicken. All ate this food that he prepared. Like, wow. Go Derrick Rose.
See, he looks like he's still fast, man.
Oh.
I mean, he looks good.
Yeah.
Out there.
fuck, two surgeries. It's like Bionic Man now. He's got metal rods all in both legs, probably.
So they won't blow out again.
Yeah, it's impossible now for him.
If he's going to break anything. Titanium has to break.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to have to break his arm.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. But let's move on from basketball.
What was that MMA news?
The John Jones has...
As of today,
is the longest reigning light heavyweight champion in the world. He broke Chuck Liddell's record for
longest
reigning title defense. And I sound like I'm retarded right now.
Yeah, you do. So longest reigning title defense. So as of days, how many days is it?
I don't.
I was just wondering.
Who are some of the names that he's beat?
5 years.
Who are some of the big names that he's beat, though, that you, now that you think about John Jones and where he's at? Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen. Shogun.
Oh, Shogun Hua.
That's a big one.
Yep.
He's so big. He's LeBron of MMA, dude. He's so big. He's like, what, 6'7" or something? Just giant status.
Well, it's just... I think he's like 6'4" or 5". But
I feel like he's tall as shit, man.
He's long. Very long.
Oh, his wingspan's probably fucking ridiculous. It's probably 7 feet.
Who's the big light heavyweight champion? Ryan something?
Bader?
Yes, I think he's beat Bader.
Ryan Bader?
I think he made him look silly.
I'm here now. When did he get his
third fight against Jake O'Brien? This is early career.
Yeah.
And his only loss still to Matt Hamill.
He fought
to DQ.
Man. He fought Stephon Bonner real early in his career.
He elbows, up and down elbows. You're not supposed to...
Like down on their head.
Yeah. He was full mount, had him beat, and just threw some elbows straight down on his face.
Oh, and you can't do that?
Nope.
Yeah, it says right here, disqualified for the use of 12 to 6 elbows.
Yep. Multiple. Straight up and down.
That's crazy.
You have to come from the side with elbows. Like,
yeah.
Still sounds sick, but... Machida beat him in 2012, so he's had the belt for at least 3 years, probably.
Dan Henderson.
His first title defense was in August 6th of 2011.
Against.
And he acquired the title at UFC 128 after becoming the youngest UFC champion ever.
Beating Shogun.
Yep. And his first title defense was against Rashad Evans.
And former teammate, it says. That's crazy.
And then he was scheduled to fight Alexander Gustafsson. And then Gustafsson got hurt, so they put Cormier in Gustafsson's spot for this last one. And then Jones ended up... Wasn't it Jones that withdrew, except for a knee injury? So they had to push it back even farther.
And they were heating up. That's
a lot to do with why he's been champion so long, too. You know?
Yeah, he's had a lot of time in between fights. Well, fuck, the one fight, we had the fight over at my house that night. But he ended up was talking to Joe Rogan with a broken toe in post-fight, and he didn't even know his toe was broken. Sonnen. Yeah, it was.
And if it would have went out of the first round, Joe would have won by... I guess they would have called the fight.
But his whole toe was broken, man. You could see like him just get woozy, just looking at it, which was crazy. I felt like he didn't even know his toe was broken post fight.
That's crazy.
But
what about the fight getting canceled this week? And you were looking forward to that.
Yeah, Dillashaw Vera, Dillashaw versus Vera Barao too.
That would have been interesting
because Barao was labeled as this unbeatable 135 pound just monster, or maybe it's 155 pounds, I don't know, but either way they're light. And
Barao pulled out of the fight, or was pulled out Because after cutting so much weight, he got dizzy, real dizzy the morning of the fight after getting out of the hot tub and fell up against the wall, hit his head, had to go to the hospital.
Damn.
So they pulled him out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being his replacement? Like, hey, you're fighting AJ Dillashaw tonight. You want that opportunity? Like, no. Wins weigh-in.
Like, I'm good. Yeah.
Am I weighing in, like, at the fight?
But I watched the first one, and the first one drew me in because he should have knocked him out in the second round, and Burrell just kept going.
Who ended up knocking him out in the fifth?
Joe Soto.
He knocked him out.
He did. Which, I mean...
He knocked Soto out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For Burrell to be that far ahead of his division, I feel like Dillashaw was going to roll over whoever they were going to put in there. They should have just postponed the fight, but if they want to give him his first defense, that'll work.
Can't really call off a whole pay-per-view, though, the day of.
That's true. Well, you would...
Fans would not be happy.
I know. And fuck, when's the last time... When's the last time Ronda Rousey fought? I thought she should be fighting soon. Shit, her last fight was 10 seconds.
Yeah, right? She can go right into it.
She has one scheduled, I know.
She knocked
him out. Remember after the fight, Dana White asked her if she wanted to take a fight in like 3 weeks. Dana White got mad about it. It was Joe Rogan asked her if she wanted to take a fight. And Dana got real pissed about it. Like, no, she ain't jumping in a fight in 2 weeks.
Yeah. For
Dana White protects his champions.
It looks like the next big fight, though, is not going to take place until roughly Thanksgiving time, though. Cain Velasquez versus Fabricio Verdum, November 15th, UFC 180.
Ooh, Velasquez and Verdum. Yep. That'll be a good one.
That will be a good one.
Cain Velasquez going at it.
Monster. Oh, my God.
Ortiz is fighting.
Benavidez versus, who is that, though? Which Ortiz?
That's not Tito.
It's not, yeah, that's Dustin Ortiz. That's just a fight night. But Vitor fights, December 6th, UFC 181. Vitor and Chris Weidman are finally going to fight in Las Vegas.
Nice.
So what happens with that light heavyweight title now? Because by the time Jones gets better...
That's what I'm saying. It should be Alexander, but I bet they give it to Daniel Cormier because he's undefeated and they had all that press conference shit.
All the hype surrounding that fight now.
Yeah, there's way too much. And especially, like, World Star releasing the shit they were saying off air to each other. Like, that's crazy.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, they have to make that one happen. And wow. I just can't believe all that went down, and now there's no fight.
That was a good video. Because
I was looking forward, dude, because this was going to be a fantastic month of fights between that one and then John Jones in 3 weeks. Now there's just no UFC, really, unless you count, like, the Fox ones and the free ones. There's no good pay-per-views for a while.
Is there a UFC on Fox?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of them.
Did we talk about baseball yet?
No, we haven't got to. Well, we're only going to touch on baseball, though. I'm just going to give records and stuff.
Okay.
Because there's only a month left of the season. Ooh. Anyways, this is boring. Let's just transition to baseball. Yeah, that's the end of MMA. Just keep looking for the calendars if you like fighting, guys. There's always good fights out there. You just got to watch the TV and keep up with it.
Oh, before we get to baseball, you went to some NHRA drag racing
first
this weekend.
Yeah, first time ever I went to NHRA, man. And we sat right there at the 110-yard marker. And nice. It was fucking crazy.
They're fucking doing $1.50 at the 110-yard
That's mark. When they start taking off those after they pass that. That's when they just start going. So I could stay with them for the camera until they hit about right there. And then they would take off. And that's when everybody would start standing up and shit. So I couldn't get, like, any top speed videos that were good. But
The one you showed me was pretty good. You sent me a video of it.
Yeah. Did I send you the night one with the flames? No. See, man, I should have sent you that one. Because at the nighttime for the qualifying, they had the top fuel ones out there. And that's when you could see, like, the flames shooting out of the side of the car, and it's just badass, man.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You could feel the heat when they passed, and, like, if you didn't have earplugs or cover your ears, man, you were fucked.
How many horsepower did they...
10,000. And I found out after that when we walked around the pits and we're looking at them, they have to, each run, they have to rebuild the engine after each time down the track.
Wow.
Which I felt like was... kind of excessive, but then again, all that wear and tear when you're doing that much torque
and shit, dude. I bet shit breaks all the time. Yeah, you know, when they're running.
Can you imagine the money that goes into that?
Oh, dude, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Even crazier those cars are
$500,000.
All the fans have black shit all over their face, like little dots, black dots and shit. And Kelly, when she had black dots all over her face, I mean, just it's crazy. Like,
do they give out earbuds at the gates?
No, you have to pay for them. I didn't pay for them. I just put my fingers in my ears.
They're loud, though.
Oh, my. Dude, you could get by with the motorcycles and the alcohol funny cars. You could get by with not plugging your ears, but... When they switch to top fuel and the funny cars, you have to plug your ears. Like, there's no getting around that.
But that was exciting. Pretty good rush.
Yeah. 325 mile an hour and what, a quarter mile?
1,000 feet.
1,000 feet. That's crazy.
Yeah.
A quarter of a mile.
The fastest we saw was 328.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. Then we saw, this is the last thing I'll say about it, at the very end, they had two jet cars.
Whoa.
And I've never seen these jets. Apparently, they have like a jet engine on the back, dude. And they had like, they lit it with a torch or something, dude. And then all of this flames would shoot out. And then, I swear, then when they started revving it up, it was just smoke. I've never seen this much smoke come out of the back of these two. And then they just go, shoo, and just shoot down the fucking track, man.
How fast did they go?
It was like right around 300, but like, wow.
That's insane.
Yeah. But I was pumped the bikes were going to be... I thought the bikes would be good, but I was kind of disappointed with the two-wheelers. They don't go too fast.
What do you mean, like 190?
Yeah, 180, 190.
That's fast as fuck.
That's scary.
I know, but...
325 is insane.
3.7 seconds, I think, was what the average was for most of them in the top viewers.
Didn't you say one of the drivers said that he was shaking, after the race in the pit?
Yeah, her Uncle Brandon had told me he talked to a driver, and, he was like, you know, do you ever get to where you're used to it, or, it doesn't bother you no more? He's like, man, I still come back. He's like, I've been racing for so many years, and he's like, I still come back to the pit sometimes shaking, I can't imagine.
I bet that's a fucking rush, dude.
Dude, having all that horsepower just sitting directly behind you.
Sucked back into the seat, right? Dude, that's crazy. And you gotta still keep the wherewithal to shift so fast.
I imagine, is it shifting like that?
Dude, they just pull these levers back. It's weird.
Oh my. Because he was saying at 280, they're still, at 280, they're still spinning tires. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking insane.
But so you gotta keep that straight while it's spinning out the whole time.
Well, see, we saw a couple of dudes in the funny cars fish out real bad. Yeah.
And they gotta let off the gas. Yeah. And they fucking lose.
But I think we should go as a group next year. I think we should, because it was only $50. And even if you go one day, it's cool.
Yeah.
And they had stock. They had stock drag racing after it was all said and done, all that other shit.
Yeah.
I wonder how you get, stock car. Not stock. I mean, actual cars, man. There was a Chevy S10, or not S10, but the 1500s or whatever. Yeah. They had one of those racing after, and he had this Mustang till the very end, and the Mustang took off.
Oh.
They had, Camaros racing, Camaros racing random Mustangs and shit. It was fun.
Man, I want to race my car.
See, that's wonder. I wonder how they do that.
We'll have to give that a try sometime.
Yeah, we'll move into baseball. I got the American League East. We got Baltimore with a 9-game lead over the Yankees. We have the Kansas City Royals with a 0.5-game lead on the Detroit Tigers.
Ouch.
We'll get back to that. Best record in the league. the Los Angeles Angels with now a 5-game lead on Oakland.
They've been killing it.
Dude, insane. Mike Trout, MVP.
Yeah.
If there was an MVP for the whole league, he would win it. We got the wild card. Oakland has like a 3-game lead on Detroit for the first spot, and Detroit has a 0.5-game lead on Seattle, 3-game lead on Cleveland, and the Yankees aren't out of it yet. 3.5 out.
There's still 27-ish games left.
There is. 27, 25 teams are right in that range, so we're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
NL, we got Washington with a 6-game lead on Johnny's Braves.
Ugh.
We're good back to
do some work.
St. Louis. Milwaukee has led the NL Central all fucking year, and St. Louis has now taken it over. They are tied, but if it was playoff, St. Louis would hold it.
Wow.
The Dodgers leading the NL West 2.5 games over the Giants. As far as the wild card goes, the Giants lead the wild card. And then whoever would win the Central would be in second. And Atlanta is 1.5 games back of that Central team. So
we're still in the hunt.
Yeah, and really you're the only – you and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's the other one that's 2 games back, and you all are the only 2 teams that – outside of, like, I think Miami's the next team, and they're 5, 6, 7 games back. So, really, it's just a 3-team race between, well, 4 teams. San Francisco, whoever wins besides, whoever doesn't win the division in the Central, whether it be the Cardinals or the Brewers, and then you all in Pittsburgh. But as far as your division goes, I think you lose.
Yes. The Washington Nationals are on a tear right now.
And you have to give them credit because both of their best players have played like shit all year. So, Strasburg's not winning games and Bryce Harper's batting like, what, 2.25?
Something dreadful.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's right.
Yeah. And as far as Detroit goes, I don't know, man. What do you do?
What about the Cubs?
Fucking $300 million payroll. The Cubs?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't look on the computer for that.
Yeah, man.
Okay, don't worry about
they're,
it.
They're pretty bad. No, I got it here. I got it.
I'm going to go with third.
The Cubs. 61-76, for those of you wondering.
Colorado's worst.
And the local Reds laying a stinker this year off a couple winning seasons.
66-71.
Has Chapman played since getting hit in the face with a ball?
Yeah, he has, surprisingly. And honestly, I thought he would be done for a lot longer than he was done because he had a facial fracture.
Damn.
Dude, have you seen the... If I showed you the picture?
No, I don't think
dude,
so.
Dude, the picture, for those of you who are wondering, you should Google it. Just Aroldis Chapman face scar.
It was pretty nasty. About a 100-mile-an-hour ball coming back at his face.
Yeah, he throws it like 100 miles an hour, and then I can't imagine how fast that would be coming off the bat. So, and then to hit you directly in the face, I cannot imagine.
What? I swear it feels like he was back pitching like 2 weeks later.
It was something ooh crazy like a month later, but he has
he had staples
all up in his
head. Yeah, just right there you can see about 15 to 20 staples in his head.
I'd imagine it went ear to ear. They had to cut.
Oh, there's a good picture of it.
Wow.
There's a good picture. There's about 30 staples going from one side of his ear all the way to
the top of his head.
Yeah, all the way across.
They had to relieve swelling.
I mean,
brain.
That's crazy, man. I would never pitch again. I don't care what they said.
Like, don't that just look like a jagged cut?
Yeah, it looks like hit him. It looks like a pumpkin that's split in half.
Fucking A.
What'd you say?
Did it come off when he was pitching? Yeah. Come off a bat and just kill him?
Yeah, hit him.
Him right in the face.
Yeah, it was bad, too. You could hear it, like, whenever it happened.
Yeah, I'm guaranteed.
Because I think it was in a rehab AAA game, right? Or was it in a regular game? So I feel like it didn't happen.
I think it was like a spring.
Did it hit him like in the
game
forehead?
Yeah. No, it hit him in the top of the head. It bounced off his hat. Ooh. Yeah.
Kind of like he ducked.
Yeah,
and like whenever got his glove up barely, but it still just hit him on the head.
I think whenever he followed through like that, you know how you kind of still look to see? Like, yeah. His only reaction was just like that.
Yeah.
He just looked down at the ground, and that was his only way of getting out of the way, and just crack.
That's scary, man.
I would never pitch again. Fuck that. It ain't worth it. No sport's worth dying over.
No.
No. But anyways, let's get on to the big fella here. Let's move on to everyone's favorite.
Not to get anyone excited or nothing, but we are 3 days away from kickoff.
Yeah.
The NFL.
And the more I think about it, the more I think the Packers do have a shot on Thursday.
I'm still so on the Seahawks by 15 to 20.
I know they're at home, and that's a huge advantage, but I just feel like we have Aaron Rodgers and a great receiving core, so, I mean.
Defense.
I know, and we'll see how our defense is. I mean, we picked up Julius Peppers. We got all our guys back for the
most
part.
Lost P.J. Raji for the year.
Yeah, that does suck. But Clay Matthews is healthy, which is huge, because he wasn't the end of the season last year. So, oh, well,
we'll get
see
back
how
to
it
the
goes.
Packers.
Yeah, well, that's the first game. That's why I say that.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. We'll preview that later in the show. We have four divisions break down.
Yep, since we missed a week.
Yeah. Looks like we'll start with the AFC South, since I've been so gung-ho to do the Colts for so long. So we can just talk about the Colts.
And it's probably the worst division we're doing today.
Not yet.
I have the Colts 12-4 this year.
That's a good prediction.
I'd imagine both of you have the Colts winning the division.
Yeah, yep, I do. Sure do.
Unless the Texans look like their old selves.
I don't see it.
Well,
they do have Cushing back. That defense has some good pieces.
Yeah. If they can keep games close, you know, we'll win them.
I'm curious to see what their quarterback situation will play out as.
But their defense, like you said, looks. I mean, they got Clowney and J.J. Watt, you know, rushing, and that's huge. And Clowney looks good.
He does.
Actually. So,
he does.
They do have
I'm
a good
surprised.
Defense.
Yeah.
If they can put it together on offense, that, they can win a few games, I feel like.
I got the Colts winning that. Yeah, Tennessee's probably not going to be good, and Jaguars have never been good.
I got the Colts winning, obviously, 11-5. And then I have the Jags checking in at 2, because
really?
I think the Jags are going to be better than people think this year.
The Jags? And what's that record?
And that record is going to be 8-8.
I have second in the division, the Houston Texans at 7-9.
I have third, the Houston Texans at 7-9.
I got Tennessee third, 6-10, and the Jags bringing up the rear at 3-13.
I got Tennessee at 5-11.
You really think the Jags will go 8-8?
I do.
That's a bold prediction.
I think the Bortles is going to come in shortly after. They're not going to play around with them.
What was your rundown?
My run. Joe? Yeah, what's give the people your words of wisdom.
I mean, I'll go with Indy, and I think 12-4 is good. And then definitely the Texans, but I'll put them at 8-8. And then Tennessee, they'll probably win 5 games, so 5-11. And then Jags, yeah, 4-12. That's what I'm going with.
Okay. That's fine.
Sounds all about the same except for your Jags.
That's fine. That's fine.
And I don't grudge.
I got it.
You could be
I got
right.
Reasons.
That would be good. I mean, who do they get?
I think that defense is going to be better.
Didn't they pick up a running back, too?
No, Toby Gerhart.
Yeah,
he's going to be carrying
Gerhart.
The load.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Chad Henne's not the worst quarterback, but they don't have any help at wide receiver. Mercedes.
They don't have any help at running back either outside of Gerhart.
Yeah, I know. But that's fine. I think they're going to be all right, though. That defense is good. They're going to win them some games.
Number 2 on the running back depth chart is Denard Robinson.
No, it's Jordan Todman.
Is it?
Yeah.
He passed him?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Denard Robinson's third.
Show out. Get him some snaps.
We're moving over to the NFC South.
All right.
A.K.A. Drew Brees' division.
Lane. Yep. New Orleans.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement with the Saints first, right?
I'd go with that.
All right, seconds where we're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
Today.
I'm going to go Panthers. Okay. Second, and I think they're going to win 11 games. 11
so we all got the what we got the Saints.
11 what, games. Saints, the second.
Yeah, I'll say New Orleans will probably win.
I got the Saints 12 or 13 games. 12-4.
Yeah. I have 11-5. New Orleans winning the division.
And then Panthers at 11-5 is what I think.
I have Falcons at 10-6 for my second spot.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're saying...
I practically have a tie in second with Atlanta winning by tiebreaker, but Atlanta Panthers both right around 9-7.
Yeah, I think the Panthers are good.
I have the Panthers at 7-9.
Really?
Yeah, I think their defense wins all seven games.
Yeah.
The Bucks 6-10.
That's me too.
I do think they have got some offensive line help, so that could change and they could... be better than the Panthers. I don't
see that, dude. I don't see Atlanta being very good either.
The Panthers just have no offense. They have two good. They have two running backs that are okay. They have Cam Newton and then Greg Olsen. No wide receivers. Jericho Cotchery is their best wide receiver.
I think Atlanta's the main competition for New Orleans. But me and you, we've been watching Hard Knocks religiously, and they look pitiful.
Yeah, they do look pretty bad on...
bad.
Defense is real bad. Offense, not so bad, though. That's they just don't have a running game.
I don't
game.
Think Atlanta has much of a D. They just don't have a running game. I think the Panthers do have a D.
Yeah.
It really looks like Hester's going to get some time in that lineup.
He is going to. It looks like he's going to battle with Harry Douglas for who's going to be that slot receiver.
I've seen more out of Hester in the preseason.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's been looking his way. So that's going to be an interesting one.
Breaking some touchdowns.
So let's go to the AFC West.
Break it down.
Denver, well, I'm just going to name all the
teams. We're all aware.
Yeah, Denver, 14-2 is probably.
Yeah, they're far ahead.
I got 13-3.
13-3.
I don't think 14-2.
I don't know. I got 14-2 if they win week one, which I expect them to. Who it's they the Colts.
Colts, yeah.
Which will be a real good game. Sunday night.
Football.
So, and then second, I'm going to go with Kansas City.
I got Kansas City as well.
I have
and
the
I'll
Chargers.
Probably have them at 11 games winning.
Yeah, I have them at 11-5.
I think I have the Chargers second, 10 wins.
I have the Chargers with 10 wins as well.
I think Kansas City, that was a one-year thing. They're going to come back to reality a little bit.
No Dwayne Bowe the first game.
I think they're
going to... I think that might be a good thing.
Not really. Well, I don't know who else they got a wide receiver.
I know, but Dwayne Bowe, I don't...
I have them winning 9 games, but that's somewhat of a fall-off from last year.
Yeah, I'll go San Diego third, but I think they'll probably win. They'll go 9-7.
Yeah, I got him at 10-6.
He has 10-6 second.
6-10 for the Raiders.
Yeah, I like that a little better too.
I have 4-12 for the Raiders.
I can see that, but I think their defense maybe gets them a couple extra wins because their defense isn't bad. You got
week one will tell the story.
And
I'll the Jets.
I'll be interested to see if Derek Carr eventually takes that job because I think he should start week one no matter what, even if Schaub's healthy or whatnot. But hey, what are you gonna do?
Really?
I don't know. I guess they could maybe. The Chiefs lay an egg, man. Hopefully the Raiders do step up. Then.
I'd
like to get the Raiders.
Lay an egg. I think they're going to be decent again.
The Raiders?
The
Chiefs? Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to be good.
I don't think any of us think they're going to lay an egg, but.
Jamal Charles.
I think they're falling off.
No, man.
Jamal Charles was going to what's going to be the turning factor.
I know. He looked great last year.
I don't really like the whole backfield that they got in Oakland now. So, yeah, I think between the Broncos and the Chargers, really, and the Chiefs, if Jamal Charles plays good and that defense is still great, then...
I know, their defense looked great last year.
They'll be in it, too.
And then Oakland, I'd say 5-11.
They have probably the best secondary besides
Oakland?
In the AFC. They have the best secondary for sure.
Their secondary is pretty elite.
With Woodson and...
Adejibo or something. Woodson, man.
He's playing safety. And who's their good corners they got, too?
Their linebackers are no joke either.
They got another Packer and James Jones, too, at wide receiver.
That's true. They did
have a big receiver, so he might get some throws his way.
Their whole defense is solid as a group, but...
Oh, Woodley. Lamar Woodley's their... Oh, no, that's... No, Carlos Rogers and DJ Hayden. Oh, and then you have Tyvon Branch and Charles Woodson. That's why. Okay. I thought they had a day.
But offense wins this division.
Yeah.
And that, they don't have none.
Yeah, they don't have enough defense to keep up with the offense. No. Khalil Mack was whoever they drafted, and then Justin Tuck at defensive end and Lamar Woodley at the other.
Names for days.
Yeah, they're solid on defense, but missing the most important piece in football. Not going
to
get
enough touchdowns to win the game.
Yeah. So, like, quarterback's the most important position in football for a reason. And if you don't have a quarterback, then you're going to struggle, period.
But that's why I think San Diego is going to pull ahead of Kansas City, the quarterback.
I can see that. But Alex Smith has proved that Alex Smith can play in the league.
Yes, he has proven that.
So, and I think that's ultimately who we're talking about here in a second, but I think that's where the 49ers fucked up. I don't think Colin Kaepernick, I think they jumped the gun on that decision.
Absolutely.
So, but we'll get to that here in a second. Because,
let's move on to
that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's the toughest division in football.
Because I know that your penis is about as hard as a diamond in an ice storm for the Seahawks.
I have the Seahawks.
I know.
Their penis is.
I know, and I've heard about the Seahawks since we won the Super Bowl, that you just love the shit out of them. So break it down to us.
It's great defense.
Why?
Fun to watch.
Why do you love this team so much? Just the defense.
Passing is so key in the NFL right now, and they stop the pass better than any team I've ever seen. Their pass defense is great.
This is true.
I mean, it's an art to watch. We haven't seen it.
It's pretty special. Like, everybody they cut, they're going to teams.
Yeah.
They're all good defensive players. Like, they just have something right down there, or up there.
I wonder who their defensive backs coach is.
Something they're teaching out west is pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you got them finishing?
13-3.
All right.
12-4 if they lose to the Packers, but I don't see it happening.
I'm saying 12-4 anyway. Just I think they'll lose a few games.
I got them at 13-3.
Okay.
And then this is, this whole division's open, period,
outside of
the
Rams.
First. Yeah, well, I mean, they could still, their defense is solid and legit.
I think that losing Sam Bradford for the season again just kills them.
But it
takes all your momentum away. They didn't have none to start with.
They're starting a quarterback who started quite a few games for the Lions, so.
For who?
The Lions. So at least he has some experience.
And
it
he
could
had
be
to play
worse.
Last year
when did
too,
he start for the Lions? Before Stafford?
Yeah.
When they were winless?
Right after they lost
16 games?
Yeah, right after they lost number 8. I can't think of his last name. God damn. Oh. John Kitna.
Kitna.
Oh my God.
Right after they lost Kitna, they ushered in, and his name's escaping me too for some reason. Big, tall, dumb-looking motherfucker, too. Can't think of his name. Sean Hill.
You all had a lot
Sean
of
Hill.
Quarterbacks.
Sean Hill is their quarterback.
Speaking of this
division.
I think him or Orlovsky
was, though, in 16. But it was them, one of them, too, I know. Maybe both together.
It could have been.
It was bad times. But
yeah, we're getting off topic.
Off topic. Who's your second place team?
The 49ers, still.
I like the 49ers as well.
I got the Cardinals.
See, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm saying 49ers 11-5, Cardinals 10-6.
See, I have the Cardinals at 11-5, and then I have the 49ers at 9-7, and missing the playoffs.
I have the Cardinals at 9-7, and the Niners at 11-5.
And I think
is that the exact same you have?
No, I have the Cardinals 11-5, 49ers 9-7.
We have those swap places.
Yeah. I would say the Rams will go 8-8.
I think the Rams take the first pick in the draft next year.
On a quarterback, hopefully.
Yeah, and if they do win games, their defense is going to win. I got them at 3-13.
Ooh, I have the Rams winning 5 games.
We'll see how Zach Stacy.
I don't think they're
going to
be. Yeah, I think that's what they're going to be relying on is just running the ball.
Which
I think
is not bad in this division.
But they're going to just be so one dimensional. I think it's just going to bite them in the ass. So I just don't see it happening.
The other three teams have quarterbacks, but this division lives by
the
run.
The other three teams don't have quarterbacks. Colin Kaepernick is not a good quarterback in this league. He can run the ball.
How isn't he?
Because he's.
Did you happen to see the deal that
I would rather have
EJ. Andy Dalton just got?
Andy Dalton can stand.
He's saying Kaepernick is not a good
Andy Dalton can stand in the pocket and throw the ball, though. Colin Kaepernick can't. I feel like he's
just, he led him to a Super Bowl 2 years ago. Literally ran over your Green Bay Packers.
What did he do last year?
For like a record of 189 yards.
What did he do last year, though?
Led them to the NFC Championship game where they almost beat the Super Bowl champion Seahawks.
But they couldn't throw the ball.
They couldn't, but who can against Seattle? Peyton Manning couldn't even do it in the Super Bowl.
He couldn't even catch a snap.
Jesus. I know, dude.
He could.
But
Kaepernick is an okay starting quarterback in this NFL, or in the league.
He's okay. He's not what they want him to be. That's what I feel like. And I feel like they paid up too much. But it's whatever.
Your bread is buttered by running the ball in this game.
Yeah, it is.
And playing tough defense.
I hope for the Seahawks that Percy Harvin stays healthy.
That would be fun to watch.
Well, we're not. Man. Us as other NFC fans should not be rooting for Percy Harvin to stay healthy or anybody on that offense to stay healthy.
Well, I just like Percy Harvin, man. I think I want to see him play. He's exciting.
True, he is. I'll give you that.
And he ran back a touchdown in the Super Bowl after being out most of the year, you know.
Which, by the way, we can, speaking of Super Bowls and MVP, well, not MVPs, but we can agree that whenever the Ravens won 2 years ago, that Joe Flacco wasn't the MVP. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
Jacoby Jones should have won the MVP, but he got so robbed.
He did.
On just the quarterback factor. That is the biggest rob of an MVP I've ever seen in my entire life.
Running back touchdowns and fucking.
And he caught one, too. Maybe caught even that two.
Deep one at the end. He burned everybody.
He ran the touchdown back and caught a touchdown and can't get it.
He should have been MVP. The only other close one I can think of would be, I personally thought Antoine Randle should have won the MVP of Super Bowl.
The extra large XL. One? Yeah. With who'd they give it to? Jerome Bettis? Or
no,
Ben
they gave it to Hines Ward.
What?
Yep,
all right,
Hines
that's
Ward.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, that might make a good case, too. But those are the two. I hate to get off topic. But.
I know. That's funny.
Anyway, who do you guys have? Do you guys have your playoff predictions and stuff? You guys have all that marked down over there?
No, I don't have it.
You know? Can you go off the top?
I'm sure you can.
You know who you got winning every division, right?
Yeah.
You can pick two wild cards, right?
Yeah.
Let's roll on.
Yeah, I got all the teams up here. So, all
right.
You can just, and they're in groups of four, so.
It's all the divisions?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and make your all's predictions.
We'll start with the North. Let's start with the AFC.
All right, AFC first.
AFC North.
AFC North? You mean you want my AFC wild cards, right? Period.
No, not the wild card yet. Just
who's going to win the North?
Yeah, who's going to win the North?
Who's in the North?
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore.
I think.
There it goes. That's good.
Probably this is the return of Pittsburgh.
I have Pittsburgh.
Let's see. I'll take the Bengals in that division.
So, moving to the South, I have the Colts.
Colts.
Yep.
East.
New England.
Pats.
Yep.
West.
Denver.
Broncos. Wild card. You have two.
I'm going to go with...
No particular order.
Kansas City and... I'm going to go with the Texans.
Okay.
8-8? Getting them in, huh?
I think
I'm going to
get in.
Guess the NFC or AFC North is going to be bad.
Who you got?
I have the Chargers and the Bengals. It's my wild cards. Sorry, Ravens fans.
I have the Chiefs and the Chargers. AFC West for life. Moving on to the NFC. Start with this North again.
I'm going to go Packers.
Packers.
Bears. South.
New Orleans.
Yep.
Saints. East.
Cowboys.
I'm going Eagles.
Eagles. West.
Seattle.
Yep.
Seahawks. Wild cards.
Niners and the Eagles.
I'm saying Niners and... Fuck. I don't know, man. It could be a lot of teams. I'll go Niners, Cowboys. I'll say Cowboys might make the playoffs. But I don't like that, though. I'll say Bears, actually. Fuck the Cowboys. I'll go Bears. Bringing it in.
Out of the Cardinals.
And the Packers.
It really could be three out of the NFC West.
Out of the Cardinals. And the Lions.
You had the Packers aren't making the playoffs. Mic drop.
I just, I have the Packers. I'm changing everything I've thought of. And now that everyone's on Aaron Rodgers' nuts, he's going down again.
You're fucking faggot.
Bad, bad blocking. And I don't know what week, but it's going to happen.
Maybe week one.
No. That would only be happy. ACL week one.
Whoa!
I mean, or they can just rip his shoulder off. I don't care. But I think Lions this year, man, y'all, everyone needs to take note. We could get on fire. We could get hot early. We have a pretty easy schedule. And we could just take roll with it. As long as we can win four... If we can win four fucking division games, we will be in the playoffs.
You're on a Lions rant right now.
No, there's no Lions rant.
You will be ahead of Green Bay after week one. That's what I'm saying. I think.
We have the Giants on Monday Night Football. The Bears obviously play the Bills, so they're going to have plenty to do. So, did we want to go through pick'ems for week one? Because I don't think Joey's joined our pick'em that we've set up for the show.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did.
You're doing the pick'ems, right?
Are we doing pick'ems, too, since we have some extra time here?
We can run through the picks. Football does start in 3 days.
Yeah, for week one.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I really do think that the Packers have a chance on Thursday.
So, Thursday night, obviously, we know that one. Thursday night, Packers and Seahawks.
I'm going Packers. I know everybody else is going Seahawks.
I'm going Seahawks, yeah. And then I'm going Seahawks.
You picked Green Bay on here.
I don't know. I didn't look at it. I'm not going to either, but I'm taking the Packers regardless.
I still think it'll be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
I don't think so either.
I'm sold for the blowout.
Seattle's off. You know, they've been off. Or their Super Bowl hangover, you know?
Well, yeah, we'll see if the party stops. But
so anyway, going Packers.
Saints, Falcons.
Saints.
Saints.
Saints. Bears. Bears, Buffalo. Whoa, you can't jump ahead here, bro. Bears, Buffalo.
Bears.
Bears.
Bears. Bengals, Ravens.
With Forte having a big day.
Bengals at Ravens.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Bengals because I like them this year.
See, this one's got me.
I feel like they have a decent...
Me too. This is a good matchup.
I know, and I hate this matchup every time. That whole division's fucked.
I know. I feel like Justin Tucker will probably have a good game.
Right?
Probably have a bunch of field goals.
Yeah, unless Torrey Smith catches a bomb, they don't score touchdowns, I feel like.
I know, dude.
I have the Ravens.
Man, I have the Bengals currently, but now that it's on the road in the opener, I think that's a tough game to win.
Yeah, it is.
Even though the Bengals have
a But it defense. Is a statement.
I know. So I'm picking the Bengals. I'm You're picking stick the with Bengals.
It? Yeah. I like the Bengals.
Talk him right into that
All
one.
Alright, Browns at Steelers. No Johnny football.
Yeah, gone Steelers.
Steelers.
I got the Steelers. Titans at Chiefs.
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 For sure.
Chiefs. And since we're on the topic of the Chiefs, they should have to change their name too, since they're also Native American reference. So, fuck you, Kansas City.
Lately.
Kansas City.
Here's a close one.
Raiders at Jets.
I think... Man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, most of America definitely thinks the Raiders suck.
I have the Jets, yeah.
I have the Raiders.
I think I'll go Raiders.
Unless Derek Carr starts the game, I'm taking the Jets.
It's a bad game.
Vikings at Rams. Speaking of bad games.
Vikings.
Vikings.
Yeah, I'm torn up about this one, but I'm taking AP all day.
Yeah.
And then Patriots at Dolphins.
Patriots.
I'll take the road team.
I'll take the Patriots. Jags at Eagles.
Eagles by 30.
I'll take the Eagles.
McCoy having a big day along with Foles.
This is a tough one for me. Redskins at Texans.
That is a tough one.
But,
I feel like Washington has a decent defense, right?
Yeah, they are solid, but they'll be minus Brandon Merriweather for the first two games.
What RG3 are you going to get?
That's true, and he has Deshaun Jackson now. He has plenty of offense around him.
It should work. I'm going Redskins.
I'm going Texans.
I'm picking the Texans.
Ryan Mallett showing out.
Niners at Cowboys to start the 4 o'clock games.
I got to go with the Niners because the Cowboys on defense have nothing.
I have Dallas.
I want to pick Dallas, and this could change for me, but I have the Niners right now.
Yeah.
And the other 4 o'clock game, Carolina at Tampa Bay.
I'm going Carolina.
I have Tampa Bay in an upset. Woo. Vincent Jackson catches 2 touchdowns off the rip. Carolina can't score, only kicks field goals. All right, anyways.
Vincent Jackson on my fantasy team.
Prime time.
Colts at Broncos.
I'm taking the Broncos. Bullshit.
I'm picking the Broncos.
I think it'll Broncos be a decent game. Broncos are
angry. I'm sorry for my Colts.
And starting off Monday night festivities, the New York Giants at the Detroit Lions.
Lions, for sure.
Yeah.
Calvin will have a good game.
Yeah, I'm hoping that
the Giants probably won't do much on offense.
Well,
they don't have any running game.
Our secondary's pretty awful, man, so I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to turn out. So,
well, they lost to Keem Nicks.
Take Detroit by about 8.
So we all got Detroit. And this one, the
Chargers at Cardinals, that's a good one.
That's a heavy nightcap right there. I don't know how I feel about that, but I have the Chargers.
I think I'm going Cardinals, yeah, because their defense is looking great.
I just think Phillip Rivers, man.
I know he's a decent dude.
He's a game manager.
But Arizona,
how are you just gonna take Peyton Manning out of the playoffs?
What are you talking about?
Didn't Phillip Rivers take Peyton Manning out of the playoffs 1 year? In some comeback shit.
Several years.
What was it?
There was a stint in Indy when we couldn't get by the Chargers in the playoffs.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. And thanks
for the reminder.
The last thing I wanted to talk about was notable cuts around the league. Obviously, Michael Sam, but Champ Bailey, Nate Burleson.
Among victims.
Yeah. Stephen Hill from the Jets. Terrell Pryor. Looks like the NFLPA president, Eric Winston, was let go as well.
Wow. So is he still a PA president?
Yeah, I'm sure he will be.
That's funny.
But if he decides to... I mean, he's been in the league for quite a while, so should he retire, it'd be interesting to see who takes over that gig.
Yeah.
Hold on, real quick. You said Michael Sam.
Michael Sam. I do think...
Now, he led the NFL for the preseason. I know it's just preseason. In sacks.
Three sacks. They're loaded at that position,
That's
man.
That's the thing. That's
and he
just
can't
so
play special
terrible.
Teams. If he could play special teams, I feel like he makes the team. But he can't because he's defensive end and he just is heavy. Not fast. He's fast, but
he's fast quick.
More of a, he's fast for a big guy.
I just feel like there's a team out there that could use somebody deep on that defensive end spot.
I think he's going to get picked up. I just don't know where and when.
Yeah. Picked up by a practice squad?
Well, no. Once injuries start happening and shit, man, look for someone to pick him up that you wouldn't think so much about, probably.
Just somewhere out of left field?
Yeah.
And all that shit's already,
kind
of passed, and they won't get a lot of attention for it.
I don't think it should have mattered anyways, man. Like,
I know, but he got so much press.
It did. Oprah.
I know, dude. So. Like, come on. So, yeah, you know.
But... Champ Bailey, the Hall of Famer, right?
First, yeah,
first
dude.
Ballot.
Done.
I can't believe
first ballot Hall of Famer.
I can't believe he let go. He should have just announced retired or something. That's,
you all got rid of Burleson, right?
Well, no. He was playing for Cleveland. We had got rid of him earlier.
He was bad news anyway, though. He was getting in trouble on show, wasn't he?
No, he broke his arm with pizzas last year.
With what? Yeah,
pizzas.
Carrying pizzas down steps or something.
And other news. What? Yeah. He got in a car accident and tried to stop some pizzas and broke his arm last year. And then eventually he's pretty much just done now. So we've moved on and snatched up Golden Tate. So
yeah, he might be good for y'all.
We'll see.
He'll get some catches because they'll be doubling Calvin most of the time.
And the news was Ryan Mallett got traded to...
The Texans.
The Texans for what? Cash?
Some picks.
I think it was low picks.
Or a pick.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't seen anything.
Like a second round pick or something. Maybe 2 second round picks.
And Sanchez hasn't gone yet?
Anybody? Guess on that?
I read something.
I thought it was some dumb pick. I thought it might have been a 7th round pick.
Oh, really?
I don't know, though. I just know he got traded.
1 second round pick. I don't know what it was.
Oh, fuck. That thought completely left. I had it, and then it left.
What?
A thought.
Oh.
It was there for 1 second, man. Now
I don't know why it wouldn't be on the news.
I know. I don't see it. Oh, has anybody heard about the Mark Sanchez having a great preseason and that he could possibly be on the trading block?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For who?
I don't know. Word around.
And they'll just
play. When did he get snaps?
For the Eagles, man. Second team. He took second team snaps over Matt Barkley. So
I thought Barkley looked decent in the preseason.
Well, not as good as Mark Sanchez, apparently.
Jeez.
Hope Foles brings it up and does what he did last year, because he looked good last year.
Yeah, but it's going to be hard to only throw two interceptions again.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to be perfect, but, have a good...
two interception thing is...
Yeah, that's... Well, how many games did he play?
About 9.
Yeah.
9 or 10. He'll probably throw 10, 12 picks this year.
That's good, though.
We'll see if they win that division.
Oh, horrible.
But take us home, Joe.
Nope. Take us home already?
Take us home. Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
This is all I had.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. follow us on Twitter. Once again, we'll plug that. It's at Safety Sports. Twitterless John is no more Twitterless John. Right. So follow him at
McClitchin. I'm in the game.
He's back in the game.
I'm following him right now.
And then follow the Safety Meeting. It's at the Safety Meeting 3. Or Safety Meeting Pod. That's
the
what
safety.
It is.
This is for our podcast.
The other one, yeah. Follow safety that too. Pod. Safety Meeting Pod at Safety Meeting Pod. Follow us at Safety Sports. If you guys have any suggestions, any other sports you'd like us to cover, we're not gonna cover college football. Sorry, pro sports only.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're not gonna cover college basketball. We might during March Madness. But other than that, probably not going to happen.
It's just not a big thing for us, folks.
Yeah, we'll make some predictions and picks and stuff with the bracket, and that'll be about it. So anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And the Gmail. It's the Safety Meeting or Safety Meeting Sports.
Yeah,
at gmail.com.
Safety.
So if you have any suggestions, or if you guys are artistic, anybody, send us some, email it to us, obviously.
You don't like pizza rolls, motherfucker?
Oh, I do, actually. I really do like what we have. But no, for the actual podcast, though.
But get Tostino's as a sponsor of the show. And Kevin Durant. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right? That'd be great.
I think it's funny, however, just a side note, that Kevin Durant is being fought over by two different companies on who can sponsor him.
Really?
Yeah, you what didn't see it? That,
No, I haven't.
Nike or whoever he's sponsored by matched whatever he was being offered for ridiculous out of this world by Under Armour.
Oh.
Yeah. fucking insane.
Like a ridiculous contract, like 250 million or some shit.
It was between 263, I think, and 285.
Holy shit!
That's for 10 years.
A lot of money. Holy shit!
So Nike matched that though, right? So you're gonna get that money now.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Like he needs to send a thank you card to Under Armour for getting him a raise at Nike.
Right.
How come I can't find you on Twitter?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's insane. But anyway. You guys have a good night and a great Labor Day, and we'll see you guys next week.
On Sunday, we're back to regular programming.
Back on Sunday. We'll put the link on Twitter, and we'll all retweet it so you can see it through our accounts and everything. So,
yeah.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.